Excuse me, Mr. Mallet. It's hats off in the sergeant's mess.
Whoops. Sorry.
I've never been in Wellington Barracks before, but this was an unusual invitation to the Field of Remembrance ceremony at Westminster Abbey. It happens every year when the patch of grass just outside the ancient cathedral is transformed into a sea of poppies for all the different branches of the armed forces. Big Ben strikes 11. Everyone falls silent. The traffic is stopped in Westminster Square, and the only sound is the rustling of the leaves in the breeze. And at the end of the 2 minutes, the gold-clad buglers on top of the roof of St. Margaret's lift their trumpets high, and the sound echoes off the abbey. Ooh, it's quite a thing. Prince Philip was there, meeting the great and the good. In front of me, he stopped to speak to the widow and child whose father had been killed in a distant land. Next was a member of the Home Guard, and I spoke to the education officer who knew one of the 5 men killed this week in Afghanistan by the policemen they were training. This year, my dad was being remembered at plot number 138, dedicated to the Royal Army Pay Corps. We used to tease him about his war record. It was hardly glamorous being in the Pay Corps. Yes, but very motivational, being paid, someone remarked. Because he wore specs, he was considered unfit to fight, but okay for a desk job. Somewhere local, hoped his mother. He spent 4 years in India, in Meerut. The one time he was given a gun, to guard the army pay records on a train from somewhere to somewhere, the guns weren't loaded, he said, and no one showed us how to use them anyway. But he did like drawing, and illustrated the army magazine. He visited the Taj Mahal and wrote a sonnet about it. He made lifelong friends during the war, and it was really special that he should be remembered this year at the Field of Remembrance. I'm proud of him. I'm delighted to have been invited.